What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. When I get on the microphone here, I don't know why, but, well, I do know why, but I always want to belt out like Let It Go from Frozen, because Frozen is on like 24/7. The music from Frozen, it's on 24/7 here in the house. And I step up to the microphone here to record, and it's like, Let It Go. What's up, my friend? Weird intro here. Thanks so much for tuning in today. As always, I super appreciate you. And I hope all's going well, whatever you're up to right now. Now, on this quick tip episode, I want to talk to you about if you are seeing higher than normal lead costs from your Facebook and Instagram ads, then I want to give you an alternative thing to focus on. Okay. Now, if you are seeing higher lead costs right now than you're used to, you are so not alone, right? So many people are experiencing that higher lead costs, higher CPMs. And there's a variety of reasons for that, right? Obviously, iOS, you know, the whole privacy tracking, that is really wreaking a lot of havoc with Facebook and Instagram ads. Also, as we begin to come out of this pandemic, a lot of advertisers that had either pulled back or just stopped advertising, you know, during COVID, they're coming back in, which is really driving up the CPMs. Okay. And so many of my accelerator coaching members are either at the time recording this launching right now or just finished up a launch. And in conversations with them, and reviewing their ads and giving suggestions and all that stuff, what I found was between all these, there were a lot of accelerators who were launching, and their ad costs were all over the board. Like, some people were seeing really good lead costs for their ads, and then others were seeing way, way out of whack than what they're used to. Maybe like 2 and 3x the lead cost that they are used to. And this can be a really frustrating thing, obviously. And what I want to share with you today is something that I shared with many of them, which really changed the trajectory of their launches, right? And so, by the way, if you are a course creator or you're an online coach and you're interested in getting one-on-one and group coaching and a mastermind from other amazing, like-minded online entrepreneurs, and you're kind of spinning your wheels right now, you're frustrated with the way things are going, you're doing well, right? You're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in your online business, and you're looking to scale, but you want to do that by while working less, then I want to invite you to check out and apply for my accelerator coaching program. And so just go over to rickmulready.com/accelerator. So going back to, you know, the higher lead costs, this was a big conversation in the Facebook group and on our calls. One thing that you can do is, and this kind of sounds obvious, right? But we get so wrapped up into what's going on with our lead costs that we can often miss the sort of obvious solution on the other end, right? And I'm going to assume that you're doing everything that you can to improve your ad results, right? So if you're doing that and you're still not getting the results that you want, well, one way to still have a great launch is to increase your conversion rate, right? Increase the overall conversion rate. So lead to sale conversion rate. And so one example that I want to share with you is, so one member, their ads were not doing well, super frustrating. Ads were not doing well at all throughout the entire launch, but they had a great conversion rate. Their lead to sale conversion rate was 18%. If you're getting like a 5 to 6% lead to sale conversion rate, you're doing really well. This person, they had an 18% lead to sale, right? And they were doing webinars, okay, in their launch, and they their lowest conversion rate on the webinar, on their webinars was 24%, 24%, right? And as high as 40% in other webinars they were doing, right? Another member had a 27% conversion rate on a sort of last minute webinar that they decided to include in the launch, right? So if you are seeing higher lead costs and yes, doing everything you can to lower those lead costs and improve your overall ads, if that's not working, I want to encourage you to focus on increasing the conversion rate. And I want to share with you three things right now that you can do to increase that lead to sale conversion rate, right? All I mean by that is the number of sales divided by the number of leads in your launch, right? Or if you're doing evergreen, it's the same thing. Take a time period. So say, okay, I had this many people come through my evergreen in over a 30-day period. This is how many sales I had, okay? So you want to figure out what your lead to sale conversion rate is. So the first thing that you can do to increase your conversion rate is get to know the people in your community. These things are going to be really obvious, but they're so, so important, and we often overlook them. Get to know the people in your community. Remember that they're not just your audience or your tribe or whatever. They're people, my friend. They're people, and they want connection, and they want community. And when you give them that, and here's another key thing here, you understand them, how you can uniquely help them. We've talked so much here in the podcast about you've got to do the work to fully understand the people that you want to help, right? And when you're able to do these things, it changes everything, right? There's no really selling involved. They want to buy from you, okay? So that's thing number one. That's thing number one. That's the first thing I want to recommend to increase conversion rates. Get to know the people in your community. Understand them, provide them connection and community with them, and fully understand them. Because when you do that, they're just going to want to buy from you. The second thing, if you are doing webinars, use a shorter sales page. And what I mean by that is when you do a webinar and you send them from your webinar right there to a sales page, you don't have to send them to your full length sales page. Your webinar essentially is your sales page, if you will, right? They're there with you for 60 minutes, let's just say. You don't need a full length sales page. You're very likely going to lose them with a full length sales page. And I'm going to do another episode coming up here on the podcast talking to you about the elements of this shorter sales page. But if you're doing webinars, so you want two sales pages. If you're doing a launch, you're doing webinars, two sales pages, one that's shorter that you'll send people to right from your webinar. And then in your email sequence afterwards, you'll send people to the full length sales page. You're doing all the selling, if you will, quote unquote, in the webinar, and you just don't need a full length sales page. We started doing this a few years ago, and it just changed everything. Our conversion rates really, really increased. Okay, so that is the second thing, second idea for you. If you're doing webinars, use a shorter sales page that you can send people to right from the webinar. Okay, now the third thing that you can do to increase conversions, again, if you're doing launches, create an experience during your launch. Start a Facebook group, or if you already have a Facebook group, right? I talk about this when I teach my optimized launch method style launch. You want to create community, create an amazing, fun environment during your launch period. Add additional bonus trainings, mini trainings during your launch week, if you will, while you're doing your webinars. add in additional bonus mini trainings that they can attend, right? Get prizes, make it fun, make it an experience, and really encourage your community. Again, going back to the first thing I mentioned, when you get to know them, when you can fully understand them and connect with them, encourage them to spread the word about you and your business and your offer, whatever the program is, membership or course or whatever it might be, right? And so create an experience around the launch in your group. Create that community. We're going to be talking. I have an interview coming up for you with Anna Hetzel, where we are going to be talking about community, how they define community, and how you can be using and leveraging community in your business the right way. Okay, so those are the three things that I want to encourage you to do to increase your conversion rate. If you have fewer leads because you have higher ad costs, then increase your conversion rate, and that's going to level things out, right? Get to know the people in your community, shorter sales page for the webinars, and if you're doing launches, create the experience during that launch. All right, my friend, thank you as always for tuning in today. I super appreciate you. And hey, I'd love to hear from you. What would you like to hear more about on the podcast here, whether it be a topic, whether if you have a question you'd like me to answer on the show, let me know. What guests would you like to hear from here on the show? If anybody in particular, shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready, and let me know. We've got more great episodes coming your way next week. So until then, my friend, be well. And I'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up. It's 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.